This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Amid fears about where the next outbreak of the coronavirus will appear, infections and deaths continue to rise across the globe Sunday. On Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump provided an update on the coronavirus after the first reported U.S. death. AP Shelley Adler reports.
This is no reason to panic.
President Trump at a Saturday news conference says the country was ready.
We moved very early. That was one of the decisions we made that really turned out to be a lifesaver in a sense.
The president added that more cases in this country are likely, but points out,
if you're healthy, you will probably go through a process and you'll be fine.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
In the South Carolina Democratic primary, as former Vice President Joe Biden claimed victory, he called on voters to unite behind his campaign to defeat President Trump.
Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only fighting, but healing the country. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but here's the deal. We can't become like them. We can't become like them.
Biden's victory helps him remain competitive with frontrunner Bernie Sanders as the primary day called Super Tuesday approaches. Greece is placing its borders on a maximum security footing today after hundreds of migrants used porous crossing points to enter the country from Turkey. Thousands more are seeking entry after Ankara relaxed curbs on their movement. Turkey's turnabout came after an airstrike killed 33 Turkish soldiers in neighboring Syria, where Ankara has deployed forces to help secure its border against a new influx of refugees from the Syrian civil war. For more on any of today's news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States signed an historic agreement Saturday with the Taliban in Doha. If all sides follow through, this could pave the way to end the 19-year-old war in Afghanistan. VOA's Aisha Tanzim was at the signing ceremony.
Two signatures, applause, a step toward ending a 19-year-old war. The agreement calls for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan in 14 months. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the pace is linked with Taliban actions.
We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions.
According to the agreement, the next phase, negotiations between Taliban and other Afghans, will begin March 10th. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Doha.
Implementing the agreement could be a challenge. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is rejecting the Taliban demand for the release of 5,000 prisoners as a condition for talks with the Afghan government. Tommy McNeil has more.
Ghani's comments come against the backdrop of the difficulties U.S. negotiators face in shepherding the Afghan government and Taliban towards intra-Afghan negotiations, according to Western diplomats. The accord said the United States and Taliban were committed to work expeditiously to release combat and political prisoners as a confidence-building measure with the coordination and approval of all relevant sides. It said that up to 5,000 jailed Taliban would be released in exchange for up to 1,000 Afghan government captives by March 10th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. authorities say they closed the busy Ciudad Juarez-El Paso border bridge this weekend after more than 100 migrants tried to cross in response to a court ruling suspending an asylum policy. Reuters' Conway Gittins has the story.
Put in place just a year ago, the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, has already forced nearly 60,000 people to be sent back to Mexico as they wait for hearings in immigration courts. There, they are vulnerable to kidnapping, rape, robbery, and other crimes while living in sometimes unsanitary conditions.
We are waiting for them to open the bridge to get to the United States because Mexico is not a safe country for us. None of the Latin American countries are. We are waiting for it to be opened because we are victims of abuse and kidnappings. The police take our money.
But the Trump administration went to the courts to request a pause in that temporary block, which was granted, putting the policy back into effect as the administration appeals to the Supreme Court.
That is Reuters' Conway Gittins. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.